Welcome to episode 400 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Every day we alternate those tracks and every week we choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track 2 day, and we're going to read Revelation 19 and 20. After today, there are only two chapters left in our reading of the New Testament. Our translation this week is the New Life Version. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 19. After this, I heard what sounded like the voices of many people in heaven, saying, "Thanks to our God, the one who saves. Honor and power belong to him. For the way he punishes people is right and true. He has punished the powerful woman who sold the use of her body. She was making the earth sinful with her sex sins. She killed those who worked for God. He has punished her for it." Again they said, "Thanks to our God, the smoke from her burning goes up forever." The 24 elders and the 4 living beings got down and worshiped God, who was sitting on the throne. They said, "Let it be so, thanks to our God." A voice came from the throne, saying, "Give thanks to our God, you servants who are owned by him. Give thanks to our God, you who honor him with love and fear, both small and great." Then I heard what sounded like the voices of many people. It was like the sound of powerful rushing water, and it was like loud thunder. It said, "Thanks to our God, for the Lord our God is King. He is the all-powerful one. Let us be full of joy and be glad. Let us honor him, for the time has come for the wedding supper of the Lamb. His bride has made herself ready. She was given clean, white, fine linen clothes to wear. The fine linen is the right living of God's people." The angel said to me, "Write this, those who are asked to the wedding supper of the Lamb are happy." And he said, "These are the true words of God." Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, "No, do not worship me. I am a servant, together with you and your Christian brothers who tell of their trust in Christ. Worship God, for those who speak for Jesus are led in what to say as the early preachers were led." Then I saw heaven opened. A white horse was standing there. The one who was sitting on the horse is called Faithful and True. He is the one who punishes in the right way. He makes war. His eyes are a flame of fire. He has many crowns on his head. His name is written on him, but he is the only one who knows what it says. The coat he wears has been put in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies in heaven were dressed in clean, white, fine linen. They were following him on white horses. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword to punish the nations. He will be the leader over them, using a piece of iron. He walks on the grapes where wine is made, pressing out the anger of God, the all-powerful one. On his coat and on his leg is the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried out with a loud voice to all the birds flying in the sky, "Come and gather together for the great supper of God. Come and eat the flesh of kings and of captains of soldiers and of strong men and of the flesh of horses and of those sitting on them. Come and eat the flesh of all men, small and great. Some are free and some are not free." Then I saw the wild animal and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together. They were ready to fight against the one who was sitting on the white horse and against his army. The wild animal was taken. The false preacher was taken with it. It was the false preacher who had done powerful works in front of the wild animal. In this way, he fooled those who had received the mark of the wild animal and those who worshipped his false god. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the one who sat on the horse. All the birds were filled by eating the flesh of these who were killed. Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven. He had in his hand a key to the hole without a bottom. He also had a strong chain. He took hold of the dragon, that old snake, who is the devil, or Satan, and chained him for 1,000 years. The angel threw the devil into the hole without a bottom. He shut it and locked him in it. He could not fool the nations any more until the 1,000 years were completed. After this, he must be free for a while. Then I saw thrones. Those who were sitting there were given the power to judge. I saw the souls of those who had been killed because they told about Jesus and preached the word of God. They had not worshipped the wild animal or his false god. They had not received his mark on their foreheads or hands. They lived again and were leaders along with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first time many people are raised from the dead at the same time. Those who are raised from the dead during the first time are happy and holy. The second death has no power over them. They will be religious leaders of God and of Christ. They will be leaders with him for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be free to leave his prison. He will go out and fool the nations who are all over the world. They are Gog and Magog. They will gather them all together for war. There will be as many as the sand along the seashore. They will spread out over the earth and all around the place where God's people are and around the city that is loved. Fire will come down from God out of heaven and destroy them. Then the devil who fooled them will be thrown into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. The wild animal and the false preacher are already there. They will all be punished day and night forever. Then I saw a great white throne. I saw the one who sat on it. The earth and the heaven left him in a hurry, and they could be found no more. I saw all the dead people standing before God. There were great people and small people. The books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead people were judged by what they had done, as it was written in the books. The sea gave up the dead people who were in it. Death and hell gave up the dead people who were in them. Death and hell gave up the dead people who were in them. Each one was judged by what he had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, in chapter 19, we saw those in heaven giving thanks to God for bringing down Babylon and bringing justice to the woman who had killed and slaughtered those who believed in Jesus. It was a time of celebration and a time of worshiping and honoring God. Then we saw the wedding supper of the Lamb. As you know, the Lamb is Jesus, and his bride is the church, those who are followers of Jesus. They're clothed in fine white linen, which is the righteousness that they've been given because of the grace of God. And then we see Jesus, the King of Kings, sitting on a white horse. He is called Faithful and True. As it is translated in the version we read from, he is the one who punishes in the right way. He makes war. I like the way it reads in the New International Version. It says, "With justice, he judges and wages war." Some have the idea that war is always wrong, immoral. Well, listen to the commentator J.A. Sice. He says, "In the letter to the Laodiceans, he, Jesus, was the faithful and true witness, reproving and instructing his friends. Here, he is the faithful and true warrior and judge for the punishment of his enemies. Heaven cannot be a place with iniquity. And justice cannot be at amity with falsehood and rebellion. When sin is once incorrigible and incurable by remedial measures, it must be put down by force of arms. Mercy, slighted and abused, brings the executioner. The world, banded together in arms against its true sovereign, or God, brings against it the sword of insulted majesty. Not as human kings and nations war, out of covetousness, pride, and ambition for selfish greatness and dominion, but in absolute justice and right, and in strictest accord with every holy principle and every holy interest, he now unsheathes and wields the sword of infinite power. Dreadful is the carnage which follows, but no one can ever say that it is not precisely what was merited and demanded. And then the beast, or Antichrist, and the false prophet, with the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered to wage war against Jesus as he sat on the white horse. But the beast and the false prophet were captured and thrown into the lake of fire, and the rest were killed. And after that, in chapter 20, an angel seized Satan and threw him into the hole without a bottom, or as it is translated in most versions, the abyss, but only for 1,000 years. This 1,000-year period is referred to by most as the millennium. And during this time, Jesus reigns on the earth, and the believers who had died before reign with him. And at the end of the millennium, Satan is released from the abyss for a short time, and he tries to wage war once again. But he is then thrown forever into the lake of fire. And after that is the great white throne judgment, where all are judged. Anyone whose name is not written in the book of life is thrown into the lake of fire. God does not force anyone to spend time with him in eternity. If you have not chosen to love him of your own free will, he will respect that decision. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 400.lifespringmedia.com. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. Have a great weekend. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.